I thank you all for coming out this afternoon. I apologize to my colleagues for having my back to you. This is not an episode of The Weakest Link. These are all very, very strong links in our chain. We are joined, by the way, behind me or around me are many members of our administration, of our cabinet, senior leaders of different agencies, and the British Council to Boston, who has been an enormously important part of planning our mission, and we thank you for that. I want to say just a little bit about what our mission is, who we've come here with and why, what our growth strategy is at home in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, as a way of setting context for what I hope will be a conversation. A town hall meeting, by the way, at home, is that someone already pointed out we are not in a town hall. You pointed out it's not a town. In fact, I have this. There's always a wise guy in the audience. And he's indeed. Nice to see you. And the wise guy is always in politics. Have you noticed that? Right. So what we do at home in a town hall is have a conversation. It's just an opportunity to engage, and there really is nothing off limits. I hope we can mostly talk about the innovation economy, but anything you want to bring up, feel free. I do not have to answer any question that you ask, but you may ask any question you like. And again, I thank you for coming. So, first of all, the members of our delegation are representatives, leaders of our innovation sector in Massachusetts, leaders in the life sciences and biotech and clean and alternative energy and IT, representatives of both our public and private universities, of the venture capital community, and a number of members of my cabinet. And I hope you'll understand why in a minute these have been the members of our delegation. We started this trade mission a week ago. I've lost track of time. A week ago Monday, in Israel, where we met with our counterparts, and then we came across from Israel on the weekend, and we'll be here in the UK until Thursday, again meeting with our counterparts. Now, why? Our growth strategy at home in Massachusetts is based on three things: based on education, innovation, and infrastructure. Education, because in Massachusetts, that is our calling card around the world. We have over 100 universities and colleges in the greater Boston area alone, nearly 300 in New England, in the northeastern part of the United States. We are well known for the quality of those educational facilities, and indeed, we invest in K-12 education, mindful that that is the pipeline for university, and have done so at the highest level in the history of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, even during a profoundly difficult economic downturn. And we're getting results. Our young people are number one in the nation in student achievement and have been for each of the last 4 or 5 years. We're third or fourth in the world in math and science on the TIMSS measure. I think I told somebody, you have to declare yourself a country in order to be measured. That was fun. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that. So education is first. Secondly, innovation. Sometimes at home we hear, and I apologize to the members of the delegation who've heard me say this over and over again, but sometimes at home we are criticized as picking winners or losers. We are not, in fact, picking winners or losers. We're just playing to our strengths. In the same way my counterparts whose states have reserves of oil or coal or who have large agricultural interests are cultivating those inherent economic interests, we're also in Massachusetts cultivating our strength in brain power, our intellectual capacity. And there are a handful of industries that depend on that concentration of brain power, on ideas, on a well-educated workforce. And I mentioned them earlier, the life sciences and biotech, clean and alternative energy, which is an industry we are trying to grow in Massachusetts. IT is something we've been involved in for a long, long time. I will say, though, that IT is shifting to a new IT. It's robotics and video game development. You know, we're the third largest center of video game development in the United States today. If you know that product, Guitar Hero, anybody know that? I love to ask that question because there's a real generational divide. You don't know what Guitar Hero is, do you? Do you know what Guitar Hero is? Your son does. Right. You know what Guitar Hero is, right? See what I'm saying? Anyway, that's a Massachusetts. I love you, by the way. No disrespect intended. I'm just a little empirical evidence for my point. Guitar Hero is a harmonics product. That's a Massachusetts product. That's the new IT, telecommunications. There are 300 or 400 mobile telecommunications companies in Massachusetts today, and it's very exciting. That's where our IT sector is going, and because we are increasingly making the things we invent, manufacturing is coming back in Massachusetts. Precision manufacturing, right? So not the piecework that we sometimes grieve the loss of in Massachusetts. It's more of this, biopharmaceuticals and medical devices and the robotics I mentioned and video games. So the innovation sector is what we have focused on, and we're getting results. In life sciences and biotech, there's been about a 60% increase. Imran, where are you? About a 60% increase over the last 4 or 5 years, would you say? Which is terrific at a time when the economy has been struggling, and when we're trying to revive it and create opportunity, which is my number one concern, job creation. We've had a 10-fold increase in solar generation, a 20-fold increase in wind generation. There are all kinds of jobs that come with that too. We're starting from a small base, but it's a future. And then finally, infrastructure. So education, innovation, finally infrastructure. What is infrastructure? That is the unglamorous work of governing, right? Roads, rails, bridges, broadband expansion, public and affordable housing, open space preservation, investing in our public and affordable, in our public and colleges and university campuses. All of this is creating jobs now, but it's also creating a platform for economic growth out into the future. And as I say, that strategy is getting results at a very, very difficult time. We're growing jobs in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts faster than 45 of the 50 states right now. Our GDP, our state GDP, is growing at about twice the national GDP growth rate. None of this is enough. We still have too many people out of work. We still have a lot of opportunity to create and to spread around the Commonwealth, so it's not all concentrated in and around our Cambridge. But we know that the way to do this is to be disciplined about this strategy, to invest for the long term, and that's the final point I'll make in just a minute, and to look out, not just in. Because we know that through partnerships and most of all through collaboration, the innovation sectors thrive and grow and expand. So that's why we're here, because of the opportunities to build on collaborations we already have and have had for some while between the Greater Boston area and Cambridge, to deepen those relationships and expand upon them where and as we can. So just a final word about why my focus is on the long term and how we govern for the long term. And then I'll stop and open it up. I have spent most of my life in the private sector, not in the public sector. I'm not a career Paul. I've only done this two times, when I ran the first time for governor and when I ran last year for re-election. I won, by the way, just for so the... Yeah, that's all right. Go take your time. Go ahead and applaud. That's it. Thank you. One of the things I noticed when in the private sector, I was an executive at Coca-Cola, and before that at Texaco, I've been on the boards of big companies and small companies and companies in between, is this enormous pressure to manage for the next quarter, to get short-term results, sometimes sacrificing the long-term interests of the enterprise, as you do. And I have been concerned as a citizen that approach has crept into the way we govern, that we govern for the next election cycle or the next news cycle. And we aren't making the kinds of hard decisions today that we know we have to make or ought to make that will leave us better over time. And a change that we're trying to bring in Massachusetts is this notion of generational responsibility, that we in our time must make the kinds of decisions that, even if they don't have an immediate political payback, will make a difference for a generation to come. And that is why we invest in education, right? You don't get the payback by investing in pre-K and kindergarten right away. But you better believe you do over time. That's why we have invested in the innovation industries, because in so many of them, I think of the life sciences in particular, you better have the stomach and the foresight to commit over time, because the payback may not be right away, but it might be a cure for cancer, a change in human health and healing, and an awful lot of jobs for a long, long time to come. Infrastructure, again, not an immediate payback. But it's hard, I'll bet, for many of you to imagine, and certainly for the members of our delegation to imagine, doing much of the work they need to do if they don't have access to the fastest possible broadband out there, or to do the kinds of collaborations we're talking about without those necessary infrastructure. I believe, and we have acted as partners on the public and the private side in Massachusetts, in governing for the long term. So that's all I want to say. That's what we're doing. That's why we're doing it. I look forward to the conversation. Thank you again, all, for coming.